glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen. You may be seated. Beloved of Christ, Christ's very own grace and peace to you this day. Amen. Doors matter. They mattered back in October of 1517, October of 1517, and doors matter now. They matter today. So they call the Museum of Art and History in Santa Cruz the MAH, M-A-H. In a TED Talk, the MAH's executive director, Nina Simon, speaks about relevance and about meaning and about doors. She tells the story of the Museum of Art and History figuring out how to have relevance. How after 20-some years in existence, more folks in Santa Cruz still knew this building as what it formerly was, the county jail, than knew it as its current existence as the Museum of Art and History. It was one of the librarians in our congregation who passed this TED Talk my way. She said that it had been going around in a lot of the conversations in the library circles that she runs in. It seems that libraries, like museums, like, dare I say, the church, must ask these vital questions of relevance, questions about doors. What does it matter? What does it matter? With the church, how does this living gospel, this practice of faith, this moral deliberation, this community of action, this embodiment of Jesus' very own body and blood matter? How does it matter? What makes it relevant? And to go a little closer to home, what makes us, look to the person at your sides, us relevant? After 500 years as Lutheran Christians, after 2,000 years as followers of Jesus, how do people know us? How do they know our message and our God and our relevance? And that's where doors matter. The traditional story goes that on October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses on the doors of the Castle Church, All Saints Church, in Wittenberg, in Germany. Luther, it seems, was using this public space to share his opposition to selling the indulgences. And in that posting, and in the years of debate that followed, Luther and the other reformers called the church back to its center, right back to the center, back to Paul's writings. "We are justified by grace," he said. "It's a gift. It's a free gift of faith. It's not earned. It's not bought like an indulgence, but freely given, a gift of the Holy Spirit that in turn enlivens us for loving our neighbors, for caring for creation, a free gift of grace. Instead of anxious and tangled hearts, and we know what those feel like, don't we? We can trust the promise of forgiveness. Instead of fearing that the church would be corrupted by the world, we can engage the world's needs. Instead of avoiding the messy pain of life, God meets us at the crux where death and life interweave. And I don't just mean at the end of life, but I mean every day, life and death, life and death. God meets us there. At the MA, the Museum of Art and History, Nina and her community focused on doors. The literal doors where people would enter the museum, and the figurative doors, the doors of meaning and culture and assumption. They realized that they didn't just have to open the existing doors wider, but they needed new doors and new people and new ways. Indeed, in their case, a whole new entrance, and it happened to be hot pink, neon pink. They did some deep and close listening to those who hadn't often or maybe ever entered the doors of that space. And they asked questions of meaning and questions of value, and they took the museum beyond its physical doors, to the beach, to the city center, to the bars, into the cultures and the communities that woven into Santa Cruz. They made MA relevant. They made MA real. So the risk of celebrating 500 years of the Reformation is getting kind of a crook in our neck from looking backwards. That's the risk. The crook in our neck is the risk. Over these past 500 years, sometimes the church has gotten things very right. We've acted on our beliefs. We've spoken as Jesus would have us speak. And we can be proud. We can. At other times, dear friends, we've made mistakes. And we've caused undue pain and even hatred and death. Too often, we've failed to act at all, sort of stuck, mired in complicity. At this 500th year, I pray that we can celebrate the very best of our faith and of our tradition, that we can confess what needs confessing, our failings, and in the midst of all of this, we can look to year 501 and 502 and 550 with a sense of spaciousness and trust, energy and hope and creativity. Indeed, the promises that God is still writing a new covenant on our very hearts. We are still reforming, still being reformed. Last Sunday, Nikki and Ian and Josh and Jasmine, they shared their statements of faith, and they leaned into that sense of belonging and their unique voices and perspectives. They were witnesses of God. They told stories, they asked questions, they led us in song, and they claimed what they value. So this morning, these four will be confirmed, professing their own space of belonging and responsibility in this community, in God's church. This morning, we'll also be receiving 23 new members. Over these last many months, I've enjoyed getting to know each of them, and they are eager to be part of this faithful community. We seek a community that at once supports us on our walk of faith and at the same time calls us to be more who Christ asks us to be, created us to be. And we do that day by day here in this place and far beyond all the places where you spend your time. In all innocence, these new members and any one of us will ask, as we should, why do we do it this way? Or why not try it that way? Or what if there is a door over there that we haven't noticed? Oh, look, look, God's active here and God's active over there as well. We are still reforming, still pointing out God's activities around us, still hearing the sweet voice of the Spirit, still listening closely, deeply to the ways that God is active around us, still heeding the call for a door over here and over there and maybe over there, still humbly, boldly claiming the freedom of Christ. Dear ones, we are a Reformation people, reformed and still reforming. As we enter this 501st year, may our doors swing wide, may our walls be porous, and may Christ's freedom root us in relevance and claim us over and over in love. For Christ has set us free. Thanks be to God. Amen.